In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Thursday, November 26th, and I am happy to share the holiday with you. But it's not a holiday everywhere, so let's go global to kick things off. Like much of Europe and the U.S., France has active sanctions against Russia for its actions in Ukraine. Today, French President François Hollande is in Russia to push for more coordination in the fight against ISIS. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has just said that the two countries did agree to coordinate their military strikes on ISIS. But Putin might be hoping for a little bit more on the economic front. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
It's kind of like that family pariah who you never want to invite to Thanksgiving dinner, but then you need to borrow something from him. Awkward, right? In this analogy, Russian President Vladimir Putin is the family pariah.
I think that this is what Putin is after.
Alia Guseva is an economic sociologist at Boston University. She says Putin is taking advantage of thawing relations with the West over ISIS.
I think he's calculating that his new alliance with at least France at this point will somehow change the balance in his favor.
And tip that balance away from sanctions. Russian markets reacted positively after Russia and France announced increased coordination. Barry Ickes heads the economics department at Penn State.
People are thinking that Russia's less of a villain than it was, and some people are thinking that this could lead to some relaxation of sanctions.
But Ickes thinks that's unlikely. France's ambassador to the U.S. tweeted this week the sanctions would stay in place for now, and it looks like Europe's leaders will extend sanctions another 6 months once they expire in January. Kimberly Martin is a Russia expert at Columbia University.
All the indications we have from the Russian economists and business leaders is that they now consider sanctions the new normal, and they are working around those sanctions.
Plus, Martin says low oil prices are the real drag on the Russian economy. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.